My name is Victoria Thornton Field and I play Connie Benford.
Mike's family has fallen apart and I want to know why.
Connie has a brother called Mike and a sister-in-law called Jill who was married to Mike, but they didn't really have a very good relationship for years.
Hello, Jill.
What the hell do you want?
Connie, at the time, was living with Jill because she was looking after Jill, who had a sort of bit of a medical problem, but they fell out as well. She's a bit of a maverick, really. She'd been a commercial diver, working sort of all over the world. Subsequently, she's rather well off. So when Mike divorced from Jill, Connie was able to buy two houses next door to each other, one for her and one for her brother.
You want me to move out, don't you?
No, I don't. I'm not saying that.
Well, it sounds like it to me.
At the moment, Connie works in the Garden Isle Cafe.
Garden Isle Cafe, Connie speaking. How can I help you?
This is owned by Helen Mansfield, and Connie absolutely loves it. Probably because it can be really, really busy and she just really enjoys the buzz and the sort of hubbub of everything that's going on. I came on board when I saw this weeny lad in the local paper asking for actors. And although I didn't really have any past experience in acting, it was something that I thought I'd quite like to give it a try. And I think everyone has a bit of a love of storytelling, don't they? I really, really enjoy doing Penny for Your Thoughts. And we think it's the only other radio soap in the UK, besides that other rather well-known one called The Archers. You might have heard of it. It's brilliantly written by Marianne, absolutely brilliant. The cast is a really terrific bunch of people. And the drive into Newport on a Friday afternoon when everyone else is on their way home to start their weekend is something I really look forward to. You know, it's not a chore, it's just we have great fun. I mean, we also take it really, really seriously, and I think the final cut that goes out is probably as professional as any other production. Now, I don't watch any TV soap, but I do listen to The Archers. I think probably because it's fairly gentle, you know, it's bucolic, it's country. I love the countryside, I live in the countryside. It doesn't have those sort of storylines that teach people that it's okay to be really nasty or violent towards everybody else, seemingly all the time. And radio shows, be they soaps or plays or whatever, they really allow your imagination to run wild. And that's what radio storytelling for me is all about.